Hey, you're listening to the Weekday Podcast, and today on the podcast, we're going to talk about something that honestly, it's not a lot of fun. It's not something we look forward to. It's not something we necessarily desire, but it is definitely something that all of us, I'm telling you, all of us are going to face, not just once in our lifetime, but many, many times, several significant times. And it's not something we enjoy, but it's something that's necessary. And so the question today is not if this is going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. The question then is when, and when it happens, do we know how to handle it? So today we're talking about the trials that test us. In Luke chapter 22, Jesus is having his final meal with his disciples. He's modeled for them servanthood. He's warned them that one of them is going to betray him. They've gotten in a fight over who's going to be the greatest and the most powerful in the kingdom. And in that moment, Jesus turns to one of the most vocal disciples, Simon Peter, and he says something to him that Simon never saw coming. Here's what it says in Luke 22, verses 31 through 34. "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I've prayed for you, that your faith may not fail, and when once you've turned again, strengthen your brothers." So what's Peter's response? Peter says to him, verse 33, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." And Jesus said to him, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me." This is a trial. This is something that tests Peter's life. It's not a season. It's not something that took weeks or months or even years. It was just a moment. And throughout our lifetime, when you commit to the life that Jesus has for you, he's going to set up some situations in your life that are designed to test you, that are designed to sift you, to separate the good from the bad. And so today, I want to take just a moment to describe to you why this is going to happen, how it's going to happen. Then I'll encourage you to check out last Sunday's message if you want to get the full version of this. But here's the truth for all of us. It is going to happen. It's going to happen. We said Sunday that this idea of trials that test us, this idea of sifting, is predicted by God himself. When Peter pushes back on it, when Peter's like, "This, I would never do that," Jesus says to him, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me." Jesus is not guessing. He's not saying, "Well, I think it might happen." He's saying, "I am predicting this is definitely going to happen." And that's true in our life. So let me just give you some truth about that. One is that you will be sifted. It's going to happen to you. In fact, you may even be in a situation of sifting now. The second thing that's true is that it usually comes in an area of your confidence. It comes in an area that you think you're much too strong to fail in. It comes in an area that you think you have figured out. It comes in an area of confidence during a season or a time of crisis. The third thing that's true is you'll fail. You will fail. That doesn't sound like good news, but it's true. Part of sifting is it shows us areas that were weak that we never saw coming. The fourth thing that's true about that is you'll be shocked by it. You'll be shocked by it. You'll think, "I never thought I would do that. I never saw that coming. I'm not usually that way." You will be shocked by it, but guess what? God won't be. He predicted it, so he knows it's going to happen. And here's the last thing I'll say about it happening is you'll actually be better for it. You'll actually be better for it. You'll be more useful for the kingdom. Jesus, in this verse, predicts to Peter it's going to happen, and he's saying that it's going to happen to us as well. We're all going to be sifted. So the question then is, well, why? There's several reasons why God would allow that to happen, but the primary one, I believe, is because of our relationship with him. Jesus wants a personal relationship with us. He wants us to have a relationship that's not just an add-on, that it's not just something that's convenient, but it literally is a personal relationship with him. And the goal of that relationship is the longer we live, the more like Jesus we would become. That's God's number one agenda in our life, that throughout our lifetime, he would allow us to go through seasons of sifting in our relationship, in our jobs, in our money, in our faith. And the goal is to get us to look more like Jesus. And so today, my friend, I don't know if you're in a season of sifting. I don't know if you've just come out of it, if you're going in, but I guarantee you that you can actually be more useful for it. God can make you stronger. God can strip away all the falsehood and establish within you a faith that can be trusted. I heard someone say one time that a faith that can't be tested is a faith that can't be trusted. It's this idea that when we've gone through trials, our faith is fortified. It's made stronger, and God can use it for his kingdom. Well, that's all the time I have for today on the Weekday Podcast. But if this is something that resonates with you, I want to encourage you to go back and catch the replay of this message. You can find it through the Sugar Hill Church app. You can find it on the Sugar Hill Church website. You can scroll back on the Sugar Hill Church Facebook page, or even easier, just swing by my blog today. It's just found at yourbetterstory.com, and I'll post a replay there as well. But I hope you have a great day today. And also, I want to give you a heads up. If you are around here at Sugar Hill Church and you're wanting to get connected, you're ready to dive in and join the church, I want to invite you to join me for dinner on Sunday night, October the 22nd at the church. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll have a great meal. We'll have childcare for anybody that needs it. And it's going to be an awesome opportunity to meet other folks and to hear more about the story of the church and to find your place as part of that story as we live out the story of God. And so if you're interested in that, just shoot us an email, info@sugarhillchurch.com, info@sugarhillchurch.com, and you can also register through the Sugar Hill Church app. Just hit the register button, and you'll find next dinner listed there. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.